Last time we left off with the din and Simon Shin Yud Zayin Seif Gimel, Matirin Beis Hatzavar Mikasha Shekasher Koves She'eno Kasher Shel Kayama. I'll in post for the Samei Chadash Misakim Manu. So you're allowed to be matir this laundromat's kasher because it's a kasher She'eno Shel Kayama. And the Mishnah quoted in Sifkatan Kaf Aleph. Machlokes Levush and Lataz, is this only talking about a kesher aser liyomo, the super eno shel kayama kesher, or is it even talking about a kesher that could last for more than a day, which is the position of Levush, which at first glance is talking a little bit more beer, because we already saw in the Mishnah in the beginning of Karek Ve'ilu Charim, Kishen Shukhayev al Kishur and Kakukhayev al Ateran. And the baseline assumption seems to be that Matir is the inverse of kosher. Whatever kasher is subject to the malach of kosher is subject to the malach of Matir. Whatever is not subject to the malach of kosher would not be subject to the malach of Matir. Yet here, according to Levush, it comes out, we have a situation where you have this kasher hakosim, which you're not allowed to make on Shabbos. No one says you're allowed to tie this kasher HaKoves on Shabbos, but it sounds like you are allowed to be matirit. The Aruch HaShulchan has the following analysis. I saw the Dirshe Mishavru, they quote something along these lines from this in Karelis in the Chud HaShani, but not sure what he says. It's really more than what the Aruch HaShulchan already said. So the Aruch HaShulchan is bothered. He frames it as follows. So he quotes the Taz. Taz of Katan, hey, that this din of Matir Beis HaTzavar is only by a kasher asoy liyama. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Sif Kaf Beis, Vani Tamalze, Dim Kain, Mai Rabuso, Mai Kamash Balan Hashas, Bad Omer Matirin Beis HaTzavar. So what's the chiddush of that gemara in Daf Mem Ches that you're allowed to be matir this Beis HaTzavar? Imishon the Kamash Belan She'enu Kasher Shemaisa Uman. So meaning it can't be that we're saying the chiddush is that you're allowed to be matir because it's a Kasher She'enu Shel Kayama or Super Enu Shel Kayama. But that's true by any Super Enu Shel Kayama. That's true by any Kasher also. Right? So that can be the chiddush. Otherwise, you'll tell me that it's considered to be it would have been considered to be a ma'isa uman. And the Gemara is telling you we don't treat it as a ma'isa uman, so that only works according to the Rambam. According to Rashi, ma'isa uman is lo ba b'cheshbon. And anyway, he says the lashon of the mechaber, which is lashon of Tor, that we're talking about a kesher she'eno kesher shel kayama, it doesn't sound like we're talking about where it falls on the kesher uman scale, it sounds like where it falls on the kayama scale. But even if you wanted to argue that at least within the Rambam, and the Mechaber follows the Shittas of Rambam, that the chiddush here is that we don't treat it as a kesher uman, but that's not the impression you get from the formulation of Shulchan Aruch, that it's enok shel kayama. Therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, nearly niyastayiti like the Levush. They're really talking about a kesher that's asu l'kama yamir. Aye, if that's the case, why is it mutu latiro? Right, a kesher l'kama yamir is an issa d'rabanan. So why should it be matir being matir, this kesher? Yikamaka mutu l'chachila kevan d'asu l'kach sheyiftechenu achar hakvisa. It's made with the intention that it's going to be opened after you finish doing the laundry. That when the Mishnah tells us essentially that whatever is subject to kosher, subject to matir, that's on a deraisa level. But there may be applications midrabanan where the chacham goes there on kosher but didn't extend that gzeira to matir. So here, something which is asu lakach, that is going to be opened after you finish the laundry. I think the way the Dirshu Mishabura quoted from Nissen Karelitz is that here the kesher serves no function qua kesher. You're only putting it together in order to keep the clothing connected so you're not going to lose it at the laundromat. But other than that, there's no inherent value or utility that the kesher has. So that kind of downgrades the status of the kesher. So what the Aruch HaShulchan is telling us, that it's conceivable you could have an application of kosher derabanan where it doesn't extend to create an iser of matir derabanan, and the ataras kasher may even be mutter lechachila. Okay. So let's, but practical applications of this are, you're kind of limited. Other than this example of shel kos, and I can't easily think of another example of something that is tied together. Well, no, that's to protect it, meaning to keep it fresh. Yes, I'm not sure how many other Lamaise examples there are of this model. But okay. Let's move on to Sifhei and the din of Aniva. So the Gemara tells us in Daf Kuf Yigim Amun Aleph that according to Chachamim de Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah presents the Machlokas Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda about what kind of kesher you can put on a dali. So within its analysis of that Machlokas, the Gemara says that according to Chachamim, Aniva b'kshira lo mechalfa, that you wouldn't come to confuse a bow with a knot, and therefore an aniva is heter gamur. It's not clear in the Gemara where Rabbi Yehuda stands on the aniva question, and that's 2 days here in Tosfos. Tosfos Yemaskel Klal, according to the first day, that itself is a machlokas tanaim here in the Mishnah. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have an aniva shel kayama, that could be a malacha deraisa. According to Chachamim, hater gamur. According to Rabbi Yehuda, malacha deraisa. And that's the list of machloksim and akatsa lakatsa. According to the second day in Tosos, no, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that is mutter l'chachila. It's not 100% refurish in Tosos, but it's more refurish in the Tosos Rosh. That's inami. The Tosos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be mutter l'chachila to tie an aniva, because that is not shel kayama at all. As the Gemara earlier, and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, had this as a suffix within Shitas Rameyer. Remeir, the Mishnah, who says that any kasher that you can be matir with one hand is ein chayavin alav, but is aser midrabanan, according to simply the Mishnah of Rishonim. The Gemara says, "Vay Rav Achad Vay, ach either demin acha or achvay demar acha aniva l'remeir mal." So where does Rameyer stand on an aniva? Tami de Rameyer, mishin de yachalatir vachas miyadavu, vanami yachalatiro. So is that tzara shaveh, that aniva is easily released, easily untied, and that's an equivalent action to yachalatiro vachas miyadav? Odilma, tami de Rameyer, mishin de lami hadak, vahami hadak. So is the reason that Rameyer is matir min haTorah a kasher sheyachal atira v'achas miyadav, is that because of the quality of the action of the matir, in which case Aniv would be equivalent, or is it a function of the tightness of the knot? That if it's Yachal Atiro of Achas V'yadav, that indicates that the knot is a loose knot. It's Eino Shel Kayama. Whereas an Aniva may be more Mehudak than a Kashish Yachal Atiro of Achas V'yadav, and therefore you can't extrapolate from Rebbe's position on Yachal Atiro of Achas V'yadav to his position on Aniva. Yeah, and the Gemara leaves that with a teiku within Shitas Remeir. So this was the Ritva's Raya. We noted last time Machlokas Rishonim how to understand Shitas Remeir in the Mishnah. So Machlokas Tanam is Remeir B'cholik Am Chachamim, or is Remeir B'mefarish Chachamim? So the Ritva's Raya, the Remeir is Mefarish Chachamim, is from this body of the Gemara. Says the Ritva, on Kufir Alpha Mebez, Dirim Askel Boy, Ravachad Boy, Mehash Amina under Rabbi Meir, Mefarish Dirim Chachamim. This is the Raya. This Shaila of the Gemara is the indication that Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah isn't Cholag on Chachamim, or Rabbi Meir is being Mefarish Chachamim. The Hachar, Vahachar Minan, the Dilma, Afagav the Palagar Meir, the Kesher Sheachal Atir, Vahachas Viyadav, So here the Gemara raises the possibility that maybe even though Rav Meir is Matir Min HaTorah, Akash Shishyach L'Tir B'Achas Miyadav, but if you have a tight Aniva, it may be Aser Min HaTorah, because that's a tighter knot, a more quality knot than Yachal L'Tir B'Achas Miyadav. Vim Kain, so if that analysis is correct, or that side in Gemara, Imkain Rabbanan de Patri Baaniva Kadisa Lakaban. So the Rabbanan who say that an Aniva is Pater, Kol Shekain the patri bekasher sheyachal atir b'achas miyadav. So if that equation is correct, then an aniva might be more likely to be chayav than yachal atir b'achas miyadav. So if the rabbanon patir an aniva, then kol shekain they should patir yachal atir b'achas miyadav. Right? If the Gemara's equation is that according to Remeir, it's conceivable that an aniva may be more chamer than yachal atir b'achas miyadav. So if the rabbanon are mekel an aniva, so kol shekain they should be mekel on yachal atir b'achas miyadav. That's the raya. The Remeir is coming lefarish tanakama chachamim and not coming to be cholik. Now, there is an instant, the Ritva is framing this in the context of Pater, I mean, the Aniva that the Gemara is asking about for a mayor is still going to be asking me the Rabbanan, but there still is, at least the way the Gemara presents it on Kuf Yud Gimel, right, it sounds like there is a Tzirim and Aniva that's going to be Hatter Gamar, not just Pater Valasa. Right, that's the brisa that the Gemara quotes. Chavel delisha nifsak lo yehe koshro ela onvo. Right, that's an aniva that's mutter lechatila. Thank you. Yeah.
I think there is this characteristic. I see Gemara leaves that question to take you according to Rabbi Meir.
Right.
Wouldn't that show that Rabbi Meir doesn't necessarily subscribe to the Chacham?
Well, there is no saying happy to have it sad. Meaning happy to have it sad that according to Rabbi Meir, we would treat, or the fact that the Gemara has it sad, the fact that the Gemara has it sad with, let me say it like this. The Rai isn't from Rabbi Meir per se. The Rai is from Chachamim.
Right.
The fact that we're proving that according to Chachamim must be that Yachal Atir of Achaz Miyad was not a Malach of the Rai.
But we're not trying to prove that Rabbi Meir is Haimu Chachamim.
Well, the way the Ritva says it, you're right, but I'm not sure if there's a significance to the Chilk. I mean, the way the Ritva says it is that Rabbi Meir comes to him for Chachamim. His Raya is that Chachamim must hold of that Shitas Rabbi Meir. So is that... I guess you could say that Rabbi Meir thought the Chachamim were disagreeing with him and disagreed, but in reality the Chachamim agreed with him. I'm not sure.
Well, nothing meaning for like the Gemara.
Yeah.
Meaning if Rabbi Meir is exactly the same as the Chachamim, then the Gemara should be posted its question according to Rabbi Meir from the Gemara in Kufi Gimel. Clearly, Aniva has to be Mutter because the Chachamim say it's Mutter. Elamai, the Chachamim have to hold of what Rabbi Meir holds, but Rabbi Meir doesn't necessarily have to hold that Aniva is Mutter, and you see that from the fact that Rabbi Meir is the big.
Meaning, it's like Rabbi Meir may be more Machmer than a Chachamim in the end.
Yeah.
In the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir is the Mekel. But you're saying, right?
Yeah, well, I wasn't even going that far, but that's true.
But that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
saying, if you read the Mishnah, literally, that they're not saying the same thing, they're Meir's and Mekel. But you're saying, given that according to Chacham, Al-Karchach, Yadchal Atira, Bachas Yad is going to be Mutter, Min HaTorah, so then maybe it'll come out that Meir is going to be more Machmir and Aniva than Chacham. I mean, even though he is... as Mekel as, or maybe he would hold himself to be more Mekel than Chachamim on the Yachal Atir Me'achaz Miyadav. I guess so.
Yeah. And he's only explaining,
right,
according to the Ritva, but it comes out that he is disagreeing also.
Right, meaning, you know, let's say, according to the Rambam Pesach Mishnah, if you disagree with the Ritva, and you assume that, no, there's a Machlokas here, a Meir, and a Chachamim in the Mishnah, and the Chachamim say, Yachal Atir Ba'achas Meyadav is Taka Asr Min HaTorah, right? So presumably, the Chachamim won't have the same equation that the Gemara presents in that side in the Shailut and Remeir, right? Meaning you have to say, according to the Chachamim, that Aniva is Mutter, and Yachal Atir Ba'achas Meyadav is Asr. So obviously that logic that the Gemara, that's the Ritva's Raya, that's not the case, but they have to show and disagree, so they'll have to say that you have to split, and one isn't necessarily indicative of the other, or they don't have to entertain that thought. They could assume that Aniva is more Kal because it's less doma to a kasher, maybe it's less doma to mishka. You have to figure out how to formulate it. I just want to open the Ritva for a second. Why is this? I wanted to look at the next Ritva in a second. Why is this only showing the search tab? Oh, why is this on 150? There we go. I'm trying to figure out this, that point that the Ritva frames the Chachamim on Kufi Gimel as saying Aniva is Pater, whereas the way we're reading the Gemara, I think, I'm not sure how else you read the Gemara other than saying that there's a Tzir of Aniva that's Mato Chachil according to Chachamim, right? I'm not sure I hadn't thought that through before, so I guess I can think about that. I'm not going to take time from this year now. Okay. So the Beis Yosef quotes to Mordechai in Simin Shin Pei Vav. The end of Simon Shin Pei Vav. Well, Aniva Mutter. So you are the Chachila allowed to make a bow. But you're not allowed to make a bow on top of a knot. Aliyasa Shte Anivas Zu Al Zu. You can make a double bow. Kedam El, Loya Kosher El Onva. So you can make a double bow, but you can't make a bow on top of a knot. And that belt, if it's Miskayim, is Aser Midar Banan. So the Mordechai says the heter of Aniva is only a pure Aniva, either a single Aniva or even a double Aniva. But Aniva Gabi Kesher is still going to be Aser. And the Darkei Moshe here in Os Gimel quotes on the Ogur that the minhag is to be makel on this, to even allow an aniva al gadei kesher. All the entirety of the Lashon HaOgur is, this is Simon Tav Samachay, ba'olam noheg lasos kesher echad, ba'alav chatzi kesher, shekarin b'lashon laz shkorter or shleifa. The minhag is to make a single knot, and then a half a knot, which is what we call a bow, on top of the knot. So the Ogur reports, Minhag Olam is to allow L'chachil and Aniva Gabi Kesher. Against the Mordechai, who says that Aniva Gabi Kesher is to Aser Midrabanan, the only Heter of Aniva is a pure Aniva. Says the Ramah in his Haggah, Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Aniva Mutu Delav Kesher, who? Even if you make a kesher below the aniva, you make a knot and then a bow on top of the knot, no again bow heter. And then you have a machlokas achronim here within the psak of the Ramah. Mishavura quotes in Sivkatam Kavtes, no again bow heter. That heter of aniva gabi kesher, you could tie your shoe and make a knot and then a bow on top of your on the knot. That's only if you're going to untie it that day. Mishum da ayde aniva gabi kesher, adain eno nikra maisa uman. And what he means is that if it's asi lahatir bo bayom, so then it's not a kesher shel kayama. And nil gabi kesher be'etzem is not a maisuma. So you have to check both boxes. If it's going to be asoi liyoser mi bo bayom, then even though it's not a maisuman, but it's still shel kayama. Aval, imi lekayama al ezes man, kigon belula v'chayotze bo. But if this aniva al gabi kesher that you're making is le'ezes man, more than liyomo, asir la'ezes kesher lamata, el aniva b'vat, so then you're not allowed to make a kesher. All you're allowed to do is an aniva. V'rashir la'ezes shnei anivas al gabi zeh, v'chein yesh linog. So this is the position of the Taz in Magen Avraham, that the Mishnah Brura Salacha, Taz in Sukkot and Zayin, Magen Avraham, Sukkot and Tesvav, that the heter of a Nival Gabi Kesher is only Asir L'tir Boba Yom. So if you're not going to be Matir L'Boba Yom, if you're going to keep your shoelace aside for a few days at a time, then you can't even do a bow on top of the knot. Here again, the Aruch HaShulchan takes issue in Sif Kafe. He quotes the Machlokas of Mordechai and the Yagur. And then he quotes the Magen Avraham and the Taz. That the Hadr is only Lebo Bayom. Veina Muvan. Dim Kain, if we're talking about where it's Lebo Bayom, Ein Sarach LaHadr Aniva. So what's unique about Aniva? Any Kesher that's Asuya LaHadr Bo Bayom is going to be Mutter. Now, that's not necessarily compelling because our minig is that kesher al gabi kesher we're machiran across the board, at least the Ramah. So the chiddush could be that aniv al gabi kesher, that's not kesher al gabi kesher, that's a lower grade kesher, therefore if it's asur l'hatir bo bayom, then it's mutter. The kesher al gabi kesher will be asur even if it's l'hatir bo bayom. Aniv al gabi kesher will only be mutter if it's bo bayom, but not more. But that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, that if it's Asi L'Atir Bo Bayom, then what do you have to come out to Aniva for? V'im L'Hashmi'enu She'ena Ma'isa Uman, and if you're telling me that if it's Asi L'Atir Bo Bayom, it's not a Ma'isa Uman, Ma'inyan Zel is that. Ma'isa Uman is not a function of time. Time is a Shel Kayama factor, not a Ma'isa Uman factor. Then he says, okay, so maybe you're right what we just said. So he says maybe you could say that, but that seems more compelling than just maybe you can say that. According to those achronim, the difference, the chiddush of aniva gabi kesher is that it's better than a kesher gabi kesher. Kesher will be usher even above bayom, and aniva gabi kesher will be mutter above bayom, but usher lizman mimushach. But we assume lalacha like the Mishnah Berurah, like the Shach and the Taz, and not like the Aruch HaShulchan, that the heter of an evil gabi kesher is only if it's asi latiro lebo bayo. Okay. Shmir Shamas Kulchasa Perek Tesvav Seif Beis writes that a necktie is basically an aniva gabi kesher, and therefore, if you're going to untie your necktie lebo bayom, then it'll be mutter to tie your necktie on Shabbos. And Shmir Shabbos here doesn't distinguish between different types of necktie knots. Rabbi Ribiat quotes in footnote 42 that he heard from Rabbi Reuven Feinstein, the name of Rabbi Moshe, that Rabbi Moshe held that any type of knot, any type of necktie rather, any type of tie, is mutter to tie on Shabbos. It sounds like in his presentation, even if it's not us as the Bo Bayom, but that's not really a kesha. And the other direction, some of the contemporary Svarim write that maybe you have to distinguish between types of necktie knots. That if you have Rosh Hashanah, for example, is mistapek, then maybe a Windsor knot is usher even lebo bayom. Maybe that's a real kasher, as opposed to a knot on a necktie that you can easily undo without leaving any knot behind. Right, that, the Shabbos home has that, for example. There are some of the contemporaries farming distinguish between these two types of knots. If you have a knot, I'm not sure exactly how to make a Windsor knot. I've never, my father used to be upset at me that I didn't make a tie, or couldn't figure out how to make a tie the way he did. But the way I do it, which I think is the way the post can say, those that distinguish is the better way. So if you go over here once and then through and then in, right, that's not what they call a Windsor knot, right? No. But a Windsor goes around and then like that. Right?
I mean, I'm calling between like a half Windsor and a full Windsor.
No, so some are, and so, but so this kind of a tie, if you go like this, then you don't have any knot left after you untie. That's ki'ilu almost ba'achas miyadav, or but a.
What's that one called? The Rebbe just mentioned?
I think they call this a. I got this picture from Halachapedia. I think this is what they call a four in hand. I'm by no means an expert in these things, but I think a Windsor is. You go like this. And then around here,
yeah,
right? And then you go around here somehow?
Yeah.
And so then...
Now I think you can pull out and do that somehow.
Right. So then...
Michael, what do you do?
And I don't even know what you're supposed to do after that. But...
you need very long ties to...
Right, but that's what...
Do a full Windsor. What do you do?
Right. But a half Windsor is just...
It depends on the tie. If I have a bigger one, I'll do it. You can do full Windsor, but it's really big. It needs to be a proper tie to do a full Windsor.
Right. But even the half Windsor... So I think that the Orach HaShabbos, at least, I don't know how the Orach HaShabbos is at least nistapik, that maybe a Windsor is not a chav between a half, or, but I think it would be, if you made such a distinction, it would be relevant even to a half, that you're left, it's a stronger kesher, or more of a kesher there. That's what some of the contemporary poskim talk about. That mistapek, if it's asi, if it's even if it's asi latila baba yom, maybe that's a problem.
Because it's a double knot?
Because it's more than an aniva. It's more like a kesher gabi kesher, right?
The half Windsor does the same thing that Rebbe just did when you untied
it. Does it?
Yeah. I could try to tie it to demonstrate.
Uh-huh. I mean, I'm looking at the picture here. I think you're left with a strong, more of a knot in the end, no?
Do they demonstrate untying it, or do they show tying it?
They show tying it, I think.
Like
or actually, maybe, here, it's like if you do it like this, right?
Yeah, to the side there.
And then back here, and then you go in the middle?
No, I think like across, the side, and then over and up the bottom.
So right, that's always the part that I got stuck on.
I think
you want to try?
Yeah, it's like impossible to demonstrate. I'm not describe the words.
Okay. Can you untie it in one shot?
But now, if you just pull this out.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole thing just unravels like that, meaning there's nothing tied here.
So maybe they're only talking about the full Windsor,
right? So, yeah. Although I don't know how to see it change. Meaning on any knot where you pull out the smaller end,
right?
Shouldn't you be left with nothing tying it together on the other side?
No, you might still be left with the full Windsor. You might be left, and then they're like two equivalent knots. So if you're untying one, the other one is still left, I think. In any event, so some poskim are choshesh that maybe Windsor's a problem. I think general minhag olam is to be mekel, definitely if it be mekel, at least if it's asila tiro lebo bayom. Okay. The Rambam. Here we go. The Rambam Perek Yud Alafa Yud Fes. I love the fest. Haposel chavalim mina hutzen umina chaylef o michute tsamer o michute pishon o michute sayer v'chayotzi behen harezet told us kosher v'chayef. So if you're twining ropes, meaning you're not making a knot connecting two distinct pieces of material, or not even making a knot on itself, but you're twining ropes, that's a tolada of kosher. Where did the Rambam get this from? So it's interesting, if you look at the Magen Mishnah, he's silent. If you look at the Kesef Mishnah, he's silent. And you'd expect, the Rambam is telling you a halacha that doesn't have an obvious source, or at least not a Gemara that we know. So you'd expect to know Sir Caleb to try to help. Says the Avnei Nezer, Simen Kuf Pei Beis Os Aleph. The Rishalmi has Ahein de Avid Chavalim Chayev Mishum. I'm sorry, then let's just, and then the final line of the Rambam is V'cheina Mafridas of Pesiel Hareza told us Matri V'chayev. By the same token, if you twine ropes, that's a talad of kosher. And if you then separate the twining, that's the Talad of Matir, Malacha Deraisa. V'hu shelo yiskavin l'kalkel v'vad, as long as there's no Kavanah l'kilkel, if there's Kavanah l'kilkel, that's no longer Malacha Deraisa. Okay, says the Avnei Nezer, because he Rishalmi, Hahein da'avet chavalim chayim mishim tova. So the Bavli has no case of, or the equivalent of a posel Chavalim, but the Yerushalmi does. And the Yerushalmi says that if you do that, if you twine rope, that's a melacha deraisa of, not kosher, but tovet, of spinning wool. So that's the case. If it's tovet, not kosher, so the Avnei Nezer, then there's no inverse melacha to tovet, right? There's no matter equivalent of tviya. So if you're to tell me that it's kosher, so then anything subject to kosher is subject to matir. If it's toveh, then there's no parallel inverse malacha to toveh, and there should be no malacha deraisa. So it sounds like he implicitly speculates that maybe the Rambam had a different gear than the Yerushalmi, and maybe that's the source that it's not Toveh, but rather but rather kosher. And the impetus for saying such a thing is that there's no other example of a tolada of kosher. This is the only example that the Ram. No?
What about the Yerushalmi that we started with in the beginning of the year about reflection of the upfront 39?
Right. So he actually quotes, he doesn't quote that line in the Yerushalmi, but he quotes it every, again, that, so whatever that means. When it comes to any malacha, we'd be hard pressed to list 39 separate toladas. So whatever, however they worked it out, we don't have that in the Sara. But at the very least, we should be able to identify at least one tolada for every malacha. And the Rambam doesn't identify any other tolada. And Abinazer says we don't have ready knowledge of any other tolada of kosher matzah. So maybe that's something of what went into the Rambam, why the Rambam felt compelled to list this as a tolada.
Did he have a different kirsar? No.
He implicitly, the way he says it, the Yerushalmi Lefaneinu says this, it sounds like he implicitly is speculating maybe the Rambam had a different kirsar than the Yerushalmi because he doesn't have any better source of the Rambam. And he leaves it with the Tzarafia. And the Avnei Nezer points out that other Rishonim may not subscribe to this classification of the Rambam. Be'er Halacha talks about this also. Be'er Halacha in Simin Shin Yud Daled Se'if Ches. So the Halacha there in Simin Shin Yud Daled Se'if Ches. Chosolos shall tamarim vigrogros. If you have a kli that is holding dates and dried figs, Mishavur explains chosolos are kalim lamechas asuyim mikapas tamarim kaminsalim. So a basket made out of palm leaves. Im akisui kasher bechevel matir v'soser shar shiros achevel v'chosei chafilu b'saket. So if the cover on this choseles is tied with a rope, you're allowed to be matir that rope in order to access the food. Or you could cut it even with the saket. And that's parallel to Sif Zayin, which is Gemara in Beis Halamin Aleph, Chosama Shibakalim, Kigon Sheda Teva Migdal, Shakisa Shalam Kasha Behem Bechavel, Yachalatir Alechaska Besaki. In order to access food in this kind of a low grade kli, you're allowed to untie the rope or cut it with a knife. So what's the Gemara here? The Gemara on Beis Halamin Aleph Amid Beis The Gemara has Chosamos Shebekarka. For these Kalim that are Bekarka, Rashi explains, Delosos Pischei Boros and Ma'ara Haskurim Bekeshei Chavalim. If you have an entrance to the opening of a cave, a well that's closed off with tide ropes, Matir of Alo Mafkia, below Chosek. On Shabbos, you could be Matir, but you can't be Mafkia or Chosek. Says Rashi, Matir is a Kesher. Why? The Ha Lab Kesher Shel Kayamahu, Sharei Lahatir Tamid Hu Asoy. So this is the kind of Kesher that's made Lahatir Tamid. So it sounds like it's a super Eno Shel Kayama Kesher. The kind of kasher that's liyamo, that's mutter lahatiro lechachila, mutter lekosher lechachila on Shabbos. Avalo mafkia hachevel listo arvoso ugde lasso. But you can't be mafkia the chevel. What does it mean to be mafkia the chevel? We'll come back to a second. Lechoseh, which would be stira, and yesh stira bivinyan shokarkas. What does it mean mafkia? Lo mafki hachevel listor avoso v'gdei lasso. To be soser, the winding, the avos, the winding of this rope. So it says the Mishabura here in Be'er Lacha Shen Yudal Dir Maskal Chosalos, that when the Mechaber writes Soser Sharshra Sacheva V'choseich, the question we give Eger Shanisha Ritzarach Ian Mehadevi Magan of Rambam Sov Simon Shin Yutai Vishem Rambam Da Posel Chavalim Chayim Mishem Kosher Vasoser Chayim Mishem Matir. So the Rambam that we just read, which is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch by the Magan of Rambam, quotes at the end of Simon Shin Yutai and as does the Mishabura in Sivkat Lamed Dalet in one line. So according to the Rambam, if you twine rope, that's a Malacha Deraisa of Kosher. And if you untwine it, untwirl it, unwind it, that's a malacha daraisa of matir. But after who sows his shalom and as livnos, it's still aser midrabana. So that's the case. Why are you allowed? In the case of the Chosama Shibakarka, you're not allowed to be Mafkia. In the case of Chosama Shibakalim, the Gemara says you are allowed to be Mafkia. So even if it's Chosama Shibakalim, why are you allowed to be Mafkia? Why are you allowed to unwind it, untwirl it? Isn't that a violation of kosher matir, according to the Rambam? So the Be'er Halacha says, you have to say the Rambam understood the Gemara and Beitza differently, and Mafkia doesn't mean to unwind. Mafkia means to rip, to cut. That wouldn't be a violation of Matir. But he points out that that's not a Rashi learned, and therefore Rashi presumably would not subscribe to the Rambam's din of Posel Chavalim as being a violation of kosher. So again, it's not the Rambam has this. It's not clear where the Rambam source is. It's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berura do quote it. Halacha and the Mishnah Berura points out this may be a machlokas rishon. This is relevant to the question of using twist ties on Shabbos. So in Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, Perek Tesvav, Se'if Nun Beis, Ha'ara Kuf Ayin Dalet, says that tying a twist on Shabbos, Kosher Shabbos Amen, should be analogous to Posel Chavalim. Rabbi Ribiot writes that even if that's the case, it could be if it's Latir or Lebo Bayom or Asil Osoyom, maybe that'll still be Mutter. That it shouldn't be any worse than any other Kesher She'eno Shel Kayam Malagamri. But at the very least, if it's more than Bo Bayom, that's a problem of Kosel Chavolin. Rabbi Ribiot and the Shabbos Home quote from Moshe, that Moshe was Matir. Rabbi Ribiot quotes the Svara, or says the Svara, that maybe this is Asi Lekach. It's not something, if you tie a knot in general, so you're now creating a new entity, a new unit, you've made a knot. Here, a twist tie is meant to be tied, meant to be untied. Maybe that's like opening the door and closing the door. That isn't a problem of bone of the saucer. And the Shabbos Home quotes that the Deborah Sina was Makel, Rav Uzner was Makel. He quotes from Rav Yecheskel Roth that you have to be Melamed Tzchus, because even if you tell people to be Machmir, they won't listen to us. Rabbi Willick thought that you should be Machmir on this. It's more relevant to untie a twisty tie. And you have your challah in a bag that has a twisty tie around it, right? So Rabbi Willick thought you have to be Machmir on that. Now Rabbi Rivia says, even if you're going to be Machmir, it could be if you just twist it once, maybe that's mutter. Maybe that's no worse than a regular, maybe that's not even a kesher. You just twist it once, that's what it's meant for. Or the Shabbos Home says, if you wind it instead of twist it, maybe that would be okay. You don't twist it over itself, you just wind it around. But if you have a twisty tie around the bag, you need to access the food. So if you're Machmir, then better to just rip the bag and not deal with the knot. And then a regular twisty knot, twisty tie, whatever you call it, you could probably usually just slide it off without untying anything, depending on how it's tied. But there's definitely what to be machmir about here. Shmir Shabbos has another issue that he deals with. Back to the definition of Kalyama. Let's say you tie something, your need for that knot is only for a very limited amount of time. But in reality, it's going to stay the way for a long time. If you tie a knot around a garbage bag, and then you put the garbage bag out. So as far as you're concerned, you don't need that knot more than today. But in reality, that knot may stay there for a very long time. So in definitions of Kesher Shel Kayama, Where does that fall? So Shmir Shabbos Hilchasa Perek Lamed Hey Ha'ara Samech Zayin quotes from the Maral Diskin. Shuvas Maral Diskin Kuntres Achron Os Lamed Hey. He's mistapping in this. He brings a raya from the Seir Lazazel, Yuma Samach Zayin. The Chachamim Misakein, that you're kosher, Bein Karnov of the Seir Lazazel. Right, you tie the string. When are you going to untie that? You're never going to untie it. But as far as you're concerned, you don't need it after today. So maybe that's considered Eino Shel Kayama. Because as far as you're concerned, you only need it for today. The fact that it won't be untied ever, that's not your problem. Adkan Dvarif. Then Rav Neubert says, even though after the Maral Diskin says, maybe there, it might come untied when it barrels down the cliff. But the Svar is not really any different than throwing out the garbage. And if Shlomo Zalman had a different raya, the din is, if you are an Oged, your lulav before Yontiv, you can't be Ogeded on Yontiv, you can't make a kesher. Even though you don't care whether the kasher is going to last beyond Sukkos, then he says, maybe it's not the same. Question from Shlomo Zalman, that if you're tying a bag, you don't have any use for the kasher per se. You just want the contents of the bag to remain settled. But when it comes to the egget of lulav, you want the egget. Even if it's not going to last, you don't want it for more than a week. But there you want the egget. Maybe that's worse than the garbage bag. Even though Shlomo Zalman has its side l'chalik, but it sounds like there's what to be makir about here too, that if it's not going to be untied readily, that would be a potential kesher shel kayama derabbanan. Okay. Finally, we've been speaking mostly about kosher, and the assumption that we started with, that for the most part, matir is the inverse of kosher, wherever kosher is shayach, matir shayach. And that may be midrabanan, that's not always the case. There's a Tosfos on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil, kosher and matir, who raises the question, what is the status of matir shalom and as lecture? Sarach Ian, so from law of the rights of matir, does it have to be amanas lichur, just like Korea has to be amanas litpur, or mochek has to be amanas liftov? The Gemara doesn't say that. Maybe it doesn't have to. He says, according to Rashi and Ayin Dalam the Beis, what was the instance of matir b'mishkan? That if you have two knots and two strings, you'd be matir one and leave the other. So there, it sounds like it's not a manas lichur. But Rabbi Nachmanel, Mashmas Yerushalmi, is that the instance was where it was Nifsak, you'd be matir in order to retie it. That's the case of matir. I'm not so sure. So Tosin has Raya Sukan Lakan, whether you could have a Mlach of the Raisa of Matir, even Shalo, Amenas, Likshur. Er Lacha discusses this in Dima Maskul Dino, the beginning of our Simon, Shin Yudayin. And he says the Ramu also is Mashma that you're Chayiv, even if it's not Amenas, Likshur. What's the Rambam? So it's the Rambam that we just read a few moments ago, the end of Perichas Alacha Ches. So the end of Perigid Alacha Ches. But the Rabban Posel Chavalim said, "Hamafridas Apsiel Abesa told us Matir v'Chayiv, v'hu shelo yiskav in l'kalkel, as long as your kavan isn't l'kilkel." But it sounds like, as long as your kavan is not l'kilkel, even if your kavan is not lichur afterwards, that's still a malach of the raisa. It doesn't have to be amenas lichur. Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing. In Se'if base. Okay. Then one final halacha of Matir. Mishbur writes in the end of Se'if Katan Kaf Gimel. End of Sifkat and Kaf Gimel. According to the Chayada, in Darko Lasos Aniva, below Kavana Nikshar. So let's say you always tie your shoes with a bow on top of the knot. And by mistake, you did a double knot instead of a bow on top of the knot. Dino Kekesher Sha'asi Lahati B'chol Yom. So we treat that mistaken kesher, the aniva, it was supposed to have been an aniva, by mistake you made that into a kesher. So that's mutar latiro, we treat it as an aniva. That if you don't have kavana, you never had kavana, this should be a kesher. And the fact that it essentially became a kesher memela doesn't give it the status of a real kesher. So that's analogous, Shmir Shabbos quotes in Paratas Vav, Sivkatan Reishe, from Shlomo Zalman. With Mistapek, let's say you have a kesher that was not from Elof. Kesher magically appeared, and then you decide that you want to leave it there. And now you're going to be you're matter that kesher. So does that make it into a kesher shel kayama? I mean, the Chai Odom is only matir in a case where it's only a kesher shel kayama derabanan anyway. Whereas he wouldn't have been matir by a kesher deraisa. Kesher derabanan, where you didn't intend to make a kesher, then the Chai Odom is matir to be matir. But here, if you argue that this gnat appeared in Mimela, and now you want it to be there forever, is that going to make it into malach, into kesher deraisa? That's going to create a chiyuv deraisa matir? He says that's unlikely. He says he's not sure. He says also maybe even the chay adam was only matir something where the norm is to make an aniva. if the norm is always to make an aniva, and by mistake you made it to a kasher, we don't treat that as a kasher. But let's say the norm is to make a double knot. And on Shabbos, for halachic reasons, you make a bow on top of a knot. Maybe that's not the same. Maybe even the chayyad would be machmir there, because the etzem, it should have been a kasher or gabi kasher. And you normally make a kasher or gabi kasher. Just for halachic reasons, you didn't do that. You didn't intend to do that today. You just did your regular, what you're used to. So maybe there we do have to treat it as a regular kasher, which would be subject to the Isser Drabanan of Matir. So Shlomo Zalman raises this as a double question. Okay, I guess we'll stop here.
Yeah. I missed a little. Just what's the maskana with tying garbages?
The maskana tying garbages is yesh malkan lahachmir. That there are svaras lekan lekan. Shlomo Zalman had a raya lahachmir, and then maybe get out of the raya. But the bottom line, it sounds like there's definitely what to be mahmir about to tie a garbage can, garbage bag, where the reality is it's going to stay tied. It may stay tied for a while. Maybe a chashash of a malacha d'rabbanan. Okay, so chag kasher sameach, everyone. So the next bechina will be on all the bishul related d'rabbanans from Shi'at Zara. No, sorry, she was on the last one, right?
Yeah. No, I think
what? She is this one. Yeah. She's on this. Oh, right. Yeah. So the Chiyaf Zarat Mana and on.